This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from, well, sunny Orlando, Florida. We've been preaching out here, spent some time with Dr. Jerry Newcomb, assistant to Dr. D. James Kennedy, the late great, and we're waiting for Thursday, Friday, Saturday to come around. We got a homeschooling event to do with the potential of 20,000 young people to reach out to. So when we see the opportunity, friends, we are there. Read Luke 19:10 when you get a moment. Now, before I start getting into the topics of the day, if you'd like to call in at any time, we are set up on Comrex. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1. The list goes on. With that said, friends, my wife was just talking to some people out in South Dakota, and I'm talking about deep country South Dakota, and they're finding that they're actually stacking the Muslims in these little towns out in South Dakota. Aberdeen, South Dakota just happens to be the one that I'm speaking of, and we were just recently told that there was a Muslim that was actually imported from Somalia into South Dakota, was actually going around to daycares in South Dakota, friends, terrorizing young people at daycares. This individual, this Muslim, actually took the time to walk up to a woman and tell this woman that either you're going to give me $5 or else I'm going to come back later on tonight and slit your throat. Not a word of this in the media. Not a word. We knew that last summer we had an individual bring forth the news out at Valley Fair. It's a park, a family park, where you bring your kids out and then go on rides and the such in Shakopee, Minnesota. There were over 100 Somalians, young people, that broke through the gate and terrorized families. Not one word of the incident was revealed to the people in the state of Minnesota. Just 2 days ago, friends, a group of 8 to 10 Somalia teenagers armed with hammers attacked and injured several people at a rail station in Minnesota. In Minneapolis, the police department dispatched audio, a report of a group of 8 to 10 males chasing people with hammers was called in. By the way, I need to tell you this, friends. Not a word of this through the CIA-controlled media. Friends, the CIA-controlled media and its outlets are complicit with the crimes that are taking place against we the people in your country. A group of 8 to 10 Somalia teenagers armed with hammers in Minneapolis, Minnesota, attacked and injured several people at a rail station in Minnesota. The U of M PD is asking for assistance from Metro Transit and Minneapolis for a group of 8 to 10 males at the East Bank Light Rail Station chasing people around with hammers. They do have some people injured. The audio confirms. Now, folks, I'm looking at a report from the police department, a redacted report. Not a word from the CIA-controlled media, and when we begin to look at the police reports are redacted from naming the very people that are responsible for the crimes that are taking place in this country. Folks, the media is complicit with the crimes of those that are meaning to conquer, those that are terrorizing the people in the United States of America. An alleged witness said it was a group of Somalia young males with hammers and bars. They were attacking anyone who looked like they had money or they were white people. I kind of hurried an older white lady away and walked a few blocks to catch a bus, he continued. They pretty much ignored me, but I was in a ratty work clothes and a half Arabic. Guess they gave me a pass. The bystander also mentioned he would have done something about the attack if he was armed. Notice at the same time, simultaneously, friends, it's your government today through red flag laws that are attempting to disarm you in the face of those that they are alluring into the United States of America. This is perfect judgment. Deuteronomy 28, verse 41, 42, 43. Also 63 and 68, read them as well, and read Leviticus 26, 15. To a T, this is happening today in America. The incident took place, and yet it's to receive coverage by any mainstream news outlet. The district where the attack happened is run by controversial Rep. Ilhan Omar and was labeled the terrorist recruitment capital of the United States. By the way, if you'd like to go over and check out Sons of Liberty Media, friends, you can also see that Ilhan Omar is at the Capitol in Washington, D.C., celebrating Ramadan. So if you think for one moment that God is playing games with this country, friends, you have another thing coming. We are in it. It's happening on a daily basis. And again, if you'd like to take the time to see what's happening in your country for real, take time to read the sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, because you are clearly under attack. And for some reason or another, Ilhan Omar is getting a pass in the capital of Washington, D.C., friends, celebrating Ramadan for the very first time in the history of America. In the history of America, friends. This is happening, friends, and people need to understand that they are bringing their culture with them. I've shared with you in the past, and I share with you today, friends, that in Denmark, where they began to import Muslims into their country, they found that 450% more crimes committed were by Muslims than non-Muslims. In Germany, where they began to import them into that country because they needed help, remember America? Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in just 6 months. That's an average of 780 crimes every day in Germany by Muslims. In Sweden, where they began to import Muslims that said they needed help, 480,000 sexual assaults were found to be taking place by Muslims. 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. 77% of all the rapes in Sweden were done by less than 2% Muslims. So does someone want to help me understand what's going on here outside of the obvious, which is written in the Word of God to a disobedient nation that refuses to keep His commandments? Well, I'll tell you what, the Lord's going to get your attention one way or another.
You have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to call in, that is available. Comrax is up and ready to go. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Also consider checking out Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, as well as my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. Double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account as well. And again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. And I want to remind you, friends, if you have not been over to the Sons of Liberty Media YouTube page, Bradley Dean, do yourself a favor, friends. As a matter of fact, you can watch us live, and we want to give a shout-out to our friends over at Before It's News, my friend Michael Roach. Thank you for the trust. We're live every day, regardless of where we're at. We are live for you to watch, and as well, if you want to call in, Comrax is set up for you to give us a live phone call. What we're going to do, friends, is we are going to get over to the topic of the day because there's much to cover. And I shared a little tiny bit of this with you the other day, and this is usually what happens. I'll begin to actually break in on a conversation as the Holy Ghost breaks in on me, and he'll put a little salt on my tongue, and he'll bring it back to my remembrance, and then I begin to write down my testimonial, my partaking of what I'm sharing with you. And one of those things just happens to be that while I was speaking at Dr. Jerry Newcomb's church here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, I was having a conversation with a police officer who worked at a local precinct. And as a matter of fact, he was from a different country. And he was just sharing with me how awesome America is, because I asked him the question, do you like it better here or do you like it better from where you came from? And by the way, every time I ask somebody that question, it's always, oh, no, no, no. I love this country. Americans don't seem to understand what they have. You know, and it reminds me of a song from the 80s, because I came out of the metal scene when I was a younger guy. We used to tour across the country. There was a band called Cinderella. And they had a song that was pretty famous And the name of the song was, "Is You Don't Know What You Have Until It's Gone." And I had shared that with him, and he said that's exactly right, because he sees the signs of socialism on the horizon in America. He can see it a mile away because it's what he came from. So in saying that, I told him, I said, you have so much to tell the American people because you have a testimony coming out from among a socialist nation, a communist nation coming into America. And, of course, they always say it's like light in, you know, the difference between night and day, light and darkness, darkness from where they came from and light in America. And it's interesting that that would be brought up because we are called the light of the world because of who we are. We are the light of men as we follow the light of men, and he being Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. And that tells us exactly why and who we are, friends. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree concerning the fruit that fell from our forefathers' tree, metaphorically, I'm speaking, that we are a Christian nation. Now, with that said, you know, when we were having this conversation, he said to me, you know, I just, he's a police officer, so keep that in mind. He said, you know, I just feel like I want to save the world. And I said to him, well, you should feel like you want to save the world, because when you're born of the Spirit of God, you serve the Savior of men. You know, I've had people say to me, you know, outside of the fact that disingenuously, people have called me names like Mr. Know-It-All. I mean, I am on radio. I have to do my best to know a little bit of what's going on in our country. And I've had other people say to me disingenuously, what do you think, that you're the savior of the world? And immediately when that comes to me, I say, no, I don't think I want to save the world. I do want to save the world. And how could it be that I wouldn't want to save the world when I serve the Savior himself? Again, his name is Jesus Christ. And when he told me, this police officer from Jerry Newcomb's church told me he feels like he wants to save the world, I said back to him, you know, I do too. And he had said back to me, I just wish it would go a little bit quicker than what it does. And I said, I totally understand. When you get into wanting to change the world, you think you're going to change the world in 6 months, and 20 years later in ministry, you feel like you're barely doing anything. But Christians understand that it's like rolling a rock up a hill. Roll forward Zion, right? And with that said, friends, I just want to make clear what I'm saying here. An individual said to me, he's a police officer, who had told me, he said, I feel like I want to change the world. And again, I said back to him, and I was quickened, and my thoughts were that of the Word of God, 1 Corinthians 2:16, concerning the Savior of the world, who said he overcame the world, John 16:33. Now, friends, I want to say this. If we're born of the Spirit of God, and I'm speaking to 86% of the American people today, if we're born of the Spirit of God, by the way, 86% of those that profess to be Christians, if we are born of the Spirit of God, then we will in turn do the things of the Spirit, because we're born of the Spirit. We're not born of the will of the flesh, we're born of the will of the Spirit. And that's why we pray, Our Father who art in heaven, holy is thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we, in the person of Christ, forgive those that have trespassed against us. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Okay, that's, we're praying his will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. And we desire to be partakers of his will. Okay? And that's why we pray those prayers. But for those that are born of the Spirit of God, you're going to totally understand what I'm saying today. For those that are not born of the Spirit of God, keep in mind that the Bible tells us the letter killeth. You can know the word in your head, but you need to keep in mind the Holy One of Israel speaks to the heart. Okay? The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. And if you're in a state of death, it's because you haven't partaken with life. And for many cases, and many cases that may be listening to me today, you need to understand that you're not a partaker of life, because the Bible says to he who hath the Son hath life, and you're not a partaker of that life because you're still dead in your sins. 1 Corinthians 15, read the whole chapter. Okay? Your faith is vain because you're still dead in your sins. And we also need to understand, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yeah, they are sons of God, Romans 8:14. And those that are born of the Spirit of God and led of the Spirit of God, that they are more than conquerors, Romans 8:37. And they are overcomers, because when we go to 1 John 5:4-5, it says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" Okay? Now, I just want to slow down just for a moment here, because I know that there's some people trying to catch up to what I'm saying right now. "To he who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. To some, this sounds like gibberish." Well, you have ears to hear that of the Spirit of the world, but you don't have ears to hear that the Spirit of God. Remember, Jesus continuously said, "To he who has ears, let him hear. To he who has eyes, let him see." And he was speaking to those that had ears to hear and eyes to see. And who were they? Those that were converted, those that repented before a just and a holy God, first and foremost, that he might convert them, that he might heal them, okay, and set them on their way concerning the will of the Lord. I want to say this as well, and I'm just laying a bit of a preface here to premise our conversation on over the next two segments. These that are going to understand what I have to say as well have their eyes fixed upon the author and the finisher of their faith. And this is a great way to gauge whether people truly feed on the bread of life, John 6:35, or they feed on the spirit of the world. And I can tell you how this goes down. If you take two dogs and you put them in a ring, I ask you the question. You have to answer it. You have to answer it. If I take two dogs and put them in a ring, I'm asking you the question, and they're going to fight to the death, which one of the dogs is going to win? This is a question only you can answer. You put two dogs in a ring, they're going to fight to the death, and I'm asking you the question, which one of those dogs is going to win? Here's the answer. The one that you feed the most. And I can tell by what you feed on, by the fact that you're either overcoming or you're succumbing. If you're succumbing to the world, it's because you're feeding on the spirit of the world, because you haven't come out from it yet. 2 Corinthians 6:17, James 4:4. And then I ask Amos 3:3. If you're overcoming, it's because you're feeding on the bread of life. And then coming to spiritual understanding, 1 John 4:4 tells us, "To those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." It doesn't say anything about us Christians as being succumbers. I didn't say anything about having a hard time through trials and tribulations and persecutions and mockings and the such. That's all a part of the plan, because the Bible tells us in Acts 14, verse 22, that through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. Now, when we get on the other side, I'm going to make this plain Jane for everybody to understand, but I am feeding Christians the Word of God to overcome. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump with a message for Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
I don't do cover-ups. You people know that probably better than anybody.
The president speaking at the Rose Garden continues.
After 2 years and $40 million or $35 million, it'll end up being a lot more than that. No collusion, no obstruction, no nothing.
Those comments after Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi accused without any proof the president of being involved in a cover-up. Flooding remains a big concern in Oklahoma after powerful storms moved through this week. Oklahoma Governor Republican Kevin Stitt also says,
so the biggest concern is more rain. I mean, there's some more rain in the forecast for North Tulsa, for northern Oklahoma.
The National Weather Service has issued flash flood warnings for northeastern Oklahoma through the weekend. They've received more than 8 inches of rain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay, you ready for this? Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We are talking about a conversation I had with a police officer in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We're broadcasting live out of Florida, waiting for the next couple days here, friends. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're going to be going to a homeschooling event to reach out to 20,000 students. Bingo, we have the greatest mission field in the world right in our backyard. Professed Christians, why are you sending money to aid missionaries to go to other countries? We have a country here to save. And if you look at Jesus and if you look at the apostles, they worked in their own circuits. They changed their world in their own backyard before they went out and about to do and change the rest of the world. Now, I want to take that because we're talking about I feel like I want to change the world. This conversation I had with this police officer at a local precinct out in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. If we go back to Benjamin Franklin, I want you to think about this because this is what I'm talking about, and it's true. When this guy said to me, I feel like I want to change the world, I was immediately quick into the Word of God. And I said, well, why wouldn't you feel like you want to change the world when you serve the Savior of the world? And I shared with you during the second segment today where people say to me, what do you think, you're the Savior of the world? No, I don't think I am, but I serve the Savior of the world. Now, let me take this to Ben Franklin. Listen to what Ben Franklin said. Whosoever shall introduce into public affairs the principles of primitive Christianity will change the face of the world. Let me say this again. Whosoever shall introduce into public affairs the principles of primitive Christianity will change the face of the world. You know, this reminds me of D.L. Moody, the Chicago field preacher, who said, can you imagine what the Lord could do through a man that's totally set apart and consecrated for his glory? Yes, having a conversation on the phone last night, received a phone call from one of my friends in Michigan. And he said, Bradley, he goes, I just see that you're constantly hungering and thirsting for righteousness. Of course, if I'm born of the Spirit, I have to feed on the Spirit. And Jesus said, if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, he said, you're going to be filled. And we know that God is not a man that he should lie. So why would he tell us that he would do something and then not keep his promise? That's not Jesus of the Bible. That's not the God of the Bible who cannot lie. Man's a liar. God's not a liar. But friends, when we look at these quotes and we understand that God promised to do for us what he did for anyone else in the Bible, and more so, remember, Jesus said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. There is no excuse for why we cannot get the same results that those in the Bible got, and then some. Again, the Lord said, call unto me, and I will answer, and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not. He said, I look to and fro upon the earth concerning those whose hearts are perfect towards me, that I might show myself strong on their behalf. How is it good enough for those that call themselves Christians to just read about what God did for them? The great question should be, friends, is what is he doing for you? What is he doing for your generation? The Bible says that he's found in the generation of the righteous. And if we're in Jesus Christ, we can't get any more righteous than that, can we? And then here comes Jesus saying to us, greater works will you do than I did. And the promises are yea and amen in Christ Jesus, friends. When we run out of excuses, I'll tell you what, and our backs are up against the wall, and instead of looking to man in the arm of the flesh for help to get out of the position that we put ourselves into, and our eyes go heavenward, and they're fixed upon the author and the finisher of our faith, we're going to begin to see him move in a way that we've never seen him move before. This isn't sensationalist conversation. This isn't an embellishment of the gospel, friends. We're not to find our faith in the power or in the wisdom of men's words. The kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power, 1 Corinthians 4:20. And when you go back to 1 Corinthians 2:5, it says, we're not to find our faith in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God. Your faith is to be found in him, not in the preacher. Your faith is to be found in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, not in man and not in the arm of the flesh. Friends, read Isaiah 30 as a reproof to those that don't know the difference. Now, let me get back to this. I feel like I want to change the world. Well, you have to take him on his terms to change the world. Hey, friends, your hand is on the lever in prayer concerning the Lord and his willingness to change the world in our world on our behalf because he delights to do so. The Lord said, prove me now in this. He said, call unto me. My goodness, friends, you have not because you ask not. And if you're not asking, you're too busy caught up into the things that you shouldn't be caught up to. This takes precedent, friends. We need the living God to intervene on the behalf of who we are as a people. Though the numbers are small, it matters not. God has never used a majority to prevail. Just ask Gideon. Okay? The Bible says those that are born of God overcome. And the Bible says greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. And Jesus said, if you follow me, I'll make you to become fishers of men. And I want to say this, if you have no desire for other people to be saved, rest assured you yourself are not born of the Spirit of God. Now, as well, they that are born of the Spirit, John 3:3, born again, what do they want to do? Well, Isaiah 58, verse 12 tells us. Isaiah 61, verse 12 tells us. And they that shall be of thee, of the Lord, shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. Thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Folks, this is the church's job, is to bring the answers to the world, not the excuses to the world as to why it's not changed. People that are born of the Spirit of God are not given a gloom and doom message. What is their message? Worldly repentance that brings about death. You know, they go, they preach, go to the Lord out of the fear of consequence. Read 2 Corinthians 7:10. Or they preach the Lord is coming back to get us out of here, as if to suggest that the Lord is going to raise up an army to take us out before the battle begins. That's never going to happen, nor is it scriptural, friends. You know, the fact of the matter is some of these gloom and doom preachers taking it another angle, friends, a branch off the same tree, off the same conversation. These gloom and doomers that have not the Spirit of God, they act like they know more than Scripture knows. And I'll tell you, the way they do that is when they have their followers go along with what they say in omission of what Scripture actually does say, which stands in contradiction to them gloom and doom preachers. Matthew 24, verse 36 says what? But of that day and hour knoweth no man. These gloom and doomers act like they know more than the Lord does, because again, Jesus told us, and again, Matthew 24, verse 36, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not even the angels of heaven, but the Father only. How is it that they know more than Jesus, friends? I mean, this is another interpretation, and that interpretation comes from a bunch of burnt hippies still high on PCP, imagining what the God of their imagination has said, that are in the pulpit. That's just a fact. You know, there's so many people out there today that are hopeless because of listening to what these hirelings have to say rather than reading the Word of God and seeing what Jesus has to say to them. His message is that of hope. His message is that of get busy, because I've empowered you by the Holy Ghost to transform this world. Okay? But again, these gloom and doomers, friends, what do? They promote a false doctrine. And these hippies are from the 50s, 60s, and 70s era. And ironically, the same people giving that message are the same devils in government destroying this country today. Just keep that in mind. Simultaneously. And it's a lack of love. They're workers of iniquity, friends. And instead of correcting themselves, Proverbs 15:10 and 1 Corinthians 11:32, and dealing with corruption within government and its agencies, they have thrown up the white flag and surrendered to them that need to bear rule over them, expecting God to do for them what he has commanded them to do for themselves. Think! You know, you've heard that saying your whole life, many of you. God helps them that help themselves. Well, you know, the fact of the matter is that's not in Scripture verbatim, but I want to tell you what, the essence of the Bible teaches that over and over again. In Luke 19:13, the Bible tells us that we are to occupy until he comes. And in the process, we are going to keep his commandments in possessing the land, as we well know that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Matthew 16:15 through 20. What's their message? Just the opposite. The church of Jesus Christ is to be on the offensive, friends, not on the defensive. You know, when I see these apologetic preachers, as they call themselves, the body of Christ has nothing to do with them. And again, what is the message of these people that I'm highlighting right now? Their message is we are to be raptured, friends, raptured from responsibility. And these are the ones preaching end times. They're the ones preaching a hopelessness. These are the ones that are preaching gloom and doom. They're the ones preaching rapture, which is not found in the Bible. And yet you see these fearful hirelings, John 10:11-13, what they've done, friends, is they failed their duty and obligation before God and man, and then they attempt to justify by holding themselves up as the standards, the succumbers rather than the overcomers, 1 John 5:4. And it shows you, by the way, what they feed on. It's the spirit of the world, and they're not feeding on the Word of God, Psalm 78:9. And let me remind you before the end of this segment, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1:7. We're talking about, I feel like I want to change the world. If you don't feel like you want to change the world, I ask, then where is the Savior in your heart? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Want to know my secret to make a great-looking lawn last even longer?
All it takes is a second feeding of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. With a simple second feeding, your lush lawn is here to stay. Because a second feeding of Scott's reinvigorates lawns by providing nutrients, which helps prevent browning and withering as the weather warms.
My green grass isn't going anywhere.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Orlando, Florida. 92 degrees, friends. Oh, my goodness, are we smoking here? No pun intended. We're going to take Dr. John. I don't know where you're coming from, but welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I'm great, my brother. Usually I sit here and just listen to you do your thing, but I thought I had to chime in today, kind of give a testimony of two or more witnesses and just bear witness to what you're saying here.
Go for it.
Hey, you know, when I honestly think that every pastor should be required to do military service, because we have lost the understanding that we are in a war. We are in a spiritual warfare, and we are not applying the techniques of warfare to the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of the enemy. So when I quit my job there at the electric company and moved out here and started Peacemakers Outreach, the very first article I wrote was an article called Mission Outpost, and I said, we have to understand that churches are essentially, in a spiritual sense, military training bases that are supposed to train and equip people to go out and push the darkness back. We cannot adapt this siege mentality that we've done, because if you understand warfare, siege warfare, if you just withdraw to the four walls of your base and sit there, the enemy will wait you out until you're destroyed. You have to go on the offensive. The church has bought into this whole idea that we're supposed to just withdraw to the four walls of the church, sit here, wait to be raptured, and that finally God will come and rescue us at the last minute. And I'm going to tell you what you say is absolutely true. This theology is absolutely unbiblical. I mean, he's not coming to rescue us out of this mess. He expects us to occupy. He expects us to overcome. And when you look at what Jesus said, there's only one thing that Jesus ever said seven times that I can find, and that's to him who overcomes. The word overcome is actually a military Roman warfare word. To him who overcomes, I will give him this, I will give him this. Go back and read every one of the seven letters to the seven churches in Revelation, and there was only one church in there that actually was Philadelphia that was actually commended for what they're doing. I would just say that just about every church in America probably falls into one of the other six churches that Jesus rebukes for either allowing sexual immorality, being dead and having a name that's alive. We need to pray, and that this is what I really felt the need to call in and say.
If John, you're going to let me say something? You're saying a lot here, man, and I want to respond to what you're saying. The first thing I want to respond to is the fact that, you know, many people have a spiritless understanding of the Word of God, and what they'll revert to is, you know, we want to have peace, a false peace. Well, let me bring that the other way around. If you want peace, then prepare for war and be war ready all the time, because the Bible tells us in Ephesians 6:12, starting there, that we are in a warfare and we're to put on our armor, right? It also reminds me of when I was out on the East Coast, I went to a Bible museum, and it was a picture that actually hung up in Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers' office, and it was a picture of a king prodding his soldiers into the war. And what it said on the little tag under the picture, it said, the king comforting his soldiers with the sword to their back, pushing them into war. I want to take that to the next point, line upon line, precept upon precept. Just today, I had my affiliates guy call me, and he gives my radio show out to many people. We're in 109 affiliates across the United States. He said, but Bradley, he goes, I just got a guy today that said, you know what, I'd like to put him on the radio. He goes, but as far right as we go is that of, guess who, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, and I said to him right away, I said, that's the problem. He doesn't want to go any further or any more far right than that. Well, the fact of the matter is these are the people that have painted the today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, into a corner. And this is the reason that their backs are up against the wall, because of what they have accepted as the standard. And the Bible says, cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. And that's what the conservatives have done. They've trusted in man, in what Rush has to say, rather than what Jesus Christ, who means to liberate them through their obligations before God and man in duty. And they refused to do that. But when that was said today, it so hit me. I said, that's exactly what the problem is. They've adhered to man rather than Jesus Christ, and they call it far right when you obey the Lord, John.
Absolutely, and I've run into that even in the church. So you're dealing with political commentators, even with those in the Christian church. I was interviewed by David Barton's radio show for the books that I had written, and they absolutely loved everything that I said until I got to the last 5 minutes, and they said, "What do we do?" And I said, "Civil disobedience." And they said, "What are you talking about?" And I said, "Your government has rebelled against God. You need to obey God other than man." They were not willing to go that extra step, and my radio interview never aired. This is where we're at. You got not only political commentators, but you got religious people who do not understand, who have not committed themselves first to the kingdom of God rather than the kingdom of man. They bought into this political correctness, and I just got off an hour phone call with Brother David Whitney of the American View. We were on a teleconference for the last hour. That's why I was kind of late to get to your show. And I said, if we do not adapt the spirit of the founding fathers that said we pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors, that we can turn, that's what it's going to take. It's going to take that level of commitment, because most Christians are willing to go 95%, well, some of them aren't even willing to go that far, but the ones that I have found are willing to go about 95% of the way and not that last 5%. That's why I've linked arms with you, with Coach Dave Dobbelmeyer, with Mike Spalding. I'm looking for people who are willing to go the 100% way, completely sell their lives out to Christ, offer yourselves as a living sacrifice. You know, I don't care what happens, you know, let me say this.
Isn't that the testimonies of those that sacrificed themselves to give us the freedoms in which we have today? They didn't go 95%. They went all the way in sacrificing themselves and their families and what they had to give us the freedoms that we have today. Why shouldn't we be responsible to do the same thing for our posterity? We should. And those that stand back and go 95% of the way and go no further, they are as much to be found guilty before the God of heaven as those that are actually committing the crime, because they are accomplices to the crimes that they refuse to put a stop to.
I couldn't have said it any better myself. Yeah, you go. If you're 95% obedient to God, you're still disobedient to God. That's all there is to that.
Amen. Amen. John, I got to finish this. I totally appreciate you. John, Dr. John Diamond, he's got a brand new book, as a matter of fact. And thank you for calling in. Haven't talked to you in a while. He's got a brand new book called Appeal to Heaven, Friends, Divine Justice. With that said, John, I will talk to you soon, my friend. And again, thank you for calling in.
I love you, friends.
Thank you. What I want to do here, friends, is I want to finish out this segment because we're talking about, I feel like I want to change the world. And I'm highlighting right now, friends, those that claim that they have the answers, but it's a hopeless message. And I want to say this as well, friends. We are to occupy till he comes. Luke 19:13. In the process, we are going to keep his commandments and possessing the land as well, that we know that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Matthew 16:15-20. The Church of Jesus Christ is to be on the offensive, not on the defenses. We are not going to be raptured from responsibility the way that they want you to believe that we are, friends. They're deceivers. They're liars. They're hirelings. They're whores. They have no business in the pulpit whatsoever. And they're fearful. And I want to tell you something, friends. They're the first ones to stand before the Lord and answer for their fearfulness, because on Judgment Day, they're going to be the first ones thrown into the pit for refusing to receive his word, which is engrafted into our souls, which is able to save our souls, receiving the end of our faith, even the salvation that he bestows upon us. Now, I know that many of these people, they must be reading off from a new version of the Bible, one in which I've not read, because it doesn't align itself with the original, Revelation 22:19. And I want to say this, scripture flies in the face of these cowardly capitulators. Revelation 21:8. And only if their followers would read the Bible to know the difference. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 4:40, thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee. And those that love the Lord understand this, because they do it out of love. And with thy children after thee, and thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee forever. Okay? Furthermore, they think within themselves that there's a reward for them that leave off love and duty, Galatians 5:6, before God. When in fact they are hastening to the seat of judgment to answer to the God that they failed to obey, and it's not going to go well for them, Matthew 7:21-23. Nor is it going to go well for the people that listen to their succumbing message, 1 John 4:1-6. I want to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully. I say to these that preach this hopeless heresy, prepare to meet your God. You're a part of the problem. You're not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. You are preaching from the doctrines of men, and it's heresy. Read Amos 4:12 when you get a moment. On a positive, Christians, Acts 11:26, plow in hope, not in hopelessness. In 1 Corinthians 9:10, it says, for our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and that he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of this hope. He didn't offer us hopelessness. He offered us hope. As long as we have our eyes fixed on him, he promises to never leave us, nor never to forsake us. It's a promise. Okay? Hey, friends, even if I knew that tomorrow the world would go to pieces, I would still plant my apple tree, said the great reformer. Tomorrow, Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, is going to be taking the show Friday on...
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.